art triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to another segment, another installment of Radio Biafra broadcast from here in San Francisco Bay Area at the residence of our dear brother, Barrister Emeka Madewesi, on this day, the sixth day of July in the year of our Lord 2013. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We are here presenting Radio Biafra to you, to all corners of the earth, to every part of this very planet that we inhabit. This is the voice of the people. This is the radio station that projects the wishes, aspirations, and hopes of Biafran people to every corner of the globe. We are joined by our dear sister, Chidera Akabo, and also our host here in San Francisco, Barrister Emeka Madewesi. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. Do not forget to tell your friends, your family, even our enemies, that they can get Radio Biafra via www.radiobiafra.co, beliehumanrights.org, peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, or freedomvoicemedia.com. We are welcoming you. Please, we advise you to make use of all these social media platforms that you run. If you're on Facebook, please put it on your wall that you're listening to Radio Biafra. If you're on Twitter, you do the same. If you're on WhatsApp, please send messages to your people. If you're on Skype, put it on the home part of your page so that everyone on your contact list should be able to get it. Please, if you're also on BlackBerry, do the same. Broadcast it to your friends that this is Radio Biafra. We're bringing you news, views, commentaries, and analysis regarding how we're all going to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Radio Biafra is owned by the listeners, not owned by one person or a few individuals. It's an open platform. If you're listening to Radio Biafra, that means you own Radio Biafra as well. So we are welcoming you from wherever you are on this planet on this very day. You know the normal protocol by now. You wait for about half an hour to 35 minutes. We'll announce when the lines are open so you can start calling us. And should you wish to join us, you will announce the number later on. But before we do so and bring you the headlines and what we have to discuss with you today, I will then go to the panelists here with us, my co-presenter, to introduce themselves to you. If I can start with you, please, Chidera.
Hello, wonderful listeners of Biafra. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the broadcast here in San Francisco, California. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Barrister, please.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Radio
Biafra. In your home?
In my house.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sitting right here in dinner table, you know.
Yes.
So it's like a family affair.
It is.
We would like to welcome you once more to today's broadcast.
Thank you very, very much. It's been wonderful being here. This is going to be the concluding part of our earlier presentation of the normal 7 p.m. London time presentation of Radio Biafra from San Francisco for the time being, because I'm hoping we shall return sometime in the future. After this broadcast, this morning from here, this evening from London and in Biafraland, and whatever time it is, wherever you are, we'll be heading to Los Angeles to go and continue our presentation. From there, we'll be going to Chicago, and from Chicago to Canada, and then back again into Tennessee in the United States. We are here to spread the message of redemption of Biafra, which is very important. We are here to enthuse, to energize, to ginger up our people so they can rise to the occasion of doing what is right, so they can rise to the occasion and defend the honor, the integrity, and the purpose of our existence on this earth, which is to found a free Biafra based on justice, based on equality, based on the fear of God, and above all, based on justice and human rights. That is why Radio Biafra exists, and that is what we're going to do. We are going to get Biafra in truth and honesty. And please, Chidera, can you remind our listeners of the number to call when the lines open, please?
The number is +1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype has been very, very problematic. But we do know that our brother Clifford Iranya is going to do something about it. He is going to get us a system that allows us to be able to take Skype calls, multiple Skype calls, without any difficulties from now onwards. Unfortunately, the equipment is not going to be with us until we get into Chicago, because we had wanted to get it today, but timing and the time we need to leave for airport didn't make that possible. So he will acquire it and then send it to us in Chicago. There we will receive it and then continue the work that we are doing. Radio Biafra is supported by the listening public. Radio Biafra is owned by the people. Everything we do is designed to serve our people. Every assistance, every help we receive is also designed to enhance the work that we are doing. It is designed basically to facilitate, to a very great extent, the work that we are engaged in, and that work is spreading the good news about Biafra without fear, without favor, regardless of whatever our enemies may bring to bear on us, because what we are doing is noble, is what God in heaven wants us to do, and that is what we are doing. Please, we are presenting today our headlines. None of them is very good, I'm afraid to say, because this is Radio Biafra. We don't believe in embellishing anything. We tell you the truth the way it is. We are announcing the cutoff mark for the national entrance, common entrance examination into what they call the unity schools, which are in effect the federal high schools and colleges that litters all over the Zoological Republic called Nigeria. The National Common Entrance Examination and their cutoff marks. So after today, anybody who tells you that they are more intelligent than Igbo people, then you'll be able to address them. After today, anybody that tells you that they are more educated than Igbo people, you will have verifiable facts from the government themselves refuting that very spurious assertion. So we are going to be bringing to you in a short while from Chidera what is happening with common entrance examinations into unity schools in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We are also reporting that kidnappers are incessantly invading where students or where youth couples are staying, those who have graduated and is using 1 year to serve the Zoological Republic. They are being raided, their camps are being raided, some of them are being raped, some are being carted off as kidnappers come to get them. Some of them are being killed and their organs auctioned off to the highest bidder. This is what is happening in the Zoological Republic. We'll be telling you what is happening in this very case. It's happening even in River State, where kidnappers storm where youth couples are staying and made away with some of them, most of them female. We are also reporting that the killing, the fighting, the restlessness in the northern part of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria is continuing, because they are killing people as usual. The TV people and the Hausa Fulani cattle headsmen are at loggerheads again. Blood is flowing. People are dying. There is mayhem. There is pandemonium. in that part of the world. And as a comeuppance, these people fought against defenseless, innocent Biafrans during the war. They were convinced by Hausa Fulani people that killing Igbo people was the best thing that could ever have happened to them. Today, the Hausa Fulani people have descended on the people of Gowon. This is where Gowon comes from. As he has run away and is hiding in the southern part of France, of course, we'll find him wherever he is. His people are being butchered by the same people that asked him to go and kill our people. We are also reporting today that in the zoo called Nigeria, the killing is incredible. Boko Haram are now, we've reported in the past that they've stormed dormitories and of secondary schools. It is continuing. The latest report is that 30 people, in fact, it's been revised to 42 people killed. 42 people have been killed as Boko Haram storm school hostels, shooting everybody in sight. We are also reporting today that some Yoruba people who are afraid of what Radio Biafra is doing have panicked. The Punch newspaper is reporting that anybody insulting Nigeria or accusing Nigeria is liable for defamation, and they brought out a very useless Igbo lawyer, a Chajambe lawyer in Lagos, to try to present their facts for them. This is what Yorubas do. They come up with this, their cowardly stance, and they get an imbecile bearing an Igbo name to come and present it to the world, telling us to stop insulting Nigeria, to stop defaming Nigeria, to stop calling Nigeria a zoological republic because it is a zoo. And we are telling them that we will give them money to file the case. We want to be accused. In fact, I am going to the zoological republic in the next few weeks. I want them to arrest me and charge me with defamation, so we'll even enlighten them more in a court of law. These are lunatics, and we are here to put them straight. We are here to let them understand that Nigeria is a zoo, and that's what it is until it is divided and everybody lives in peace. We are also bringing an opinion from one of our people today, a lawyer in Lagos, who have written what he feels is his own opinion, his own perspective on what is happening to us as Igbo people in terms of our, you know, status and position within the geopolitics of the country called Nigeria. That is, those are the news headlines, and I'll pass over now to Chidera to present the news in summary, please.
The news in summary. The Federal Ministry of Education has released the cut-off marks on state-by-state basis of the just-concluded 2013 National Common Entrance Examination for admission process into Federal Unity Colleges nationwide. Parents are advised to check results of their words, which have been posted on notice board of all Unity Colleges throughout the Federation. Pupils that scored above the cut-off marks based on their state of origin are eligible for admission on merit. Abia, male 130, female 130. Adamawa, male 62, female 62. Akwa Ibom, male 123, female 123. Anambra, male 139, female 139. That's 139. Bauchi, male 35, female 35. Bayelsa, male 72, female 72. Benue, male 111, female 111. Borno, male 45, female 45. Cross Rivers, male 97, female 97. Delta, male 131, female 131. Ebonyi, male 112, female 112. Edo, male 127, female 127. Ekiti, male 119, female 119. Enugu, male 134, female 134. Gombe, male 58, female 58. Imo, male 138, that's 138, female 138. Jigawa, male 44, female 44. Kaduna, male 91, female 91. Kano, male 67, female 67. Kasina, male 60, female 60. Kebi, male 9, female 20. Kebi, male 9, female 20. Kogi, male 119, female 119. Kwara, male 123, female 123. Lagos, male 133, that's 133, female 133. Nasarawa, male 58, female 58, that's 58. Niger, male 93, female 93. Ogun, male 131, female 131. Ondo, male 126, female 126. Oshun, male 127, female 127, Oyo, male 127, female 127, Plateau, male 97, female 97, Rivers, male 118, that's 118, female 118, Sokoto, male 9, female 13, Taraba, male 3, female 11, Yobe, male 2, female 27, Zamfara, male 4, and female 2. Federal Capital Territory, Abuja, male 90, female 90. Following that, before now, Abua Odua local government area of River State was hardly in the news. The area has of recent been in the limelight for the wrong reason, the raiding of Copper's Lodge and kidnap of three Corp members. When the kidnapped Corp members were posted to the state, it never for once crossed their mind that they would one day be kidnapped victims. Precisely on Saturday, June 29, the people of Ogonokom community in Abua woke up to discover that three of their guests, Ogochi Martins, male, Chijoke Richard, male, and Esther Nwachukwu, of course, she'd be female, teaching at Ebolom Comprehensive Secondary School, had been whisked across the waterside. The hoodlums, it was gathered, had been monitoring their prey and took them by surprise. A core member, Raymond, not his real name, witnessed the invasion of the Ogonokom Copper's Lodge. He said that the bandits came in 20 minutes after they had switched off the generator, supplying the entire building with power. He stated that the four hoodlums were armed with local pistols. No fewer than 20 people were Friday feared dead in an outbreak of conflict between thief farmers and nomadic Fulani herdsmen at Zorov Ward in Guma local government area at Benue State. Sources told Saturday Vanguard that the entire Zorov Ward in Lodai Akahina village was sacked by the Fulani herdsmen, who also burnt down their houses. Among the houses burnt were those belonging to the former Benue State Head of Service, Mr. Mike Iyode. There is also a report from a Lagos lawyer stating that he sat down after church last Sunday to think about 2015 and beyond for Nigeria and the Southeast. Unfolding events have made it clear that all the parties still play regional politics, be it PDP, CPC, ACN, Labour and ABGA. I could not, that's him saying, help but to admit to myself that the shame of what is happening in ABGA today, shame, because while the ACF is lamenting and accusing GEJ, that's Good Luck Ebele Jonathan, of dividing the North, NEF does not see any good in the state of emergency declared by GEJ in three northern violent states, which means that the killings should have continued until the insurgents reached Abuja. The South is celebrating that the presidency was thrusted on them by divine arrangement, and they therefore must not fight each other, according to the president's wife. And the name of this reporter is Clement Udebe, and he's a lawyer from Lagos.
Thank you very much for that. It's rather very sad and very odd. The way they even put it, sometimes it makes you laugh, that three people were being kidnapped from where they were staying, where they were serving in River State. These are youth couples, and as you can tell from the names, they are all Igbo people who have been kidnapped. Every day on Radio Biafra, sometimes people accuse us of lamentation. We said, well, of course, we'll keep lamenting until what is holding us stops holding us. But the most distressing news we are bringing you today, which is very sad and we want all our listeners to reflect upon, and which we are going to be discussing in great detail, is this. I don't know where to start from. We must make this very clear. These cut-off marks that we are talking about here, please, Barrister, correct me if I'm wrong, is the average of the aggregate. We must get this thing very... Before you set up a cut-off mark, you look at all the scores of all the people that took the examination. You take the average of all the highest scores. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then use it as a benchmark. Mm-hmm. If anybody gets to this very level, then you go in anything below. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the definition of a country is. I don't know what the definition of a nation is. Can you tell me the justification that says in a country that people coming from Yobe State can make two, not four? The other day your wife was saying four. It is actually two. If you score 2 points in an exam, you will go to the same school, or you will have the right to go to the same school as somebody that scored 139 in the case of Anambra, which is the highest.
Yes.
What they are saying in effect is that if you are a male from Anambra State or a female from Anambra State, from Igboland, if you score 138,
yes,
you will not go to school.
You will not go to that school. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It doesn't sound real.
It's been happening. You know, I have to give some credit to the current president for trying to expose some. So for this has been happening for a long time.
It's only now that they have managed to.
Now somebody who is there, even though his own state is enjoy a much lower. A much lower cutoff mark than Anambra State or than even Imo or Ebonyi.
Yes,
it's to his credit that there is a level of transparency in the admission system. So now we know these things. It's now an open secret. It used to be a closed secret. So for somebody from Anambra State, if you score 138. You may be admitted based on general quota system.
How can you be admitted when the cutoff?
Yeah,
the cutoff point is 139.
That's the cutoff mark for merit. So, because we are here to say the truth.
Yeah, of course. Please.
That's the cutoff mark for merit.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you score 2 in what state?
In 2 is in Yobe. In Yobe State, yes.
You will get admission.
Mm-hmm.
It's automatic.
Uh-huh.
You will gain admission on merit if you scored 2.
Yes.
So, but if you are from Anambra State
and you score
138, yes, you will not automatically gain admission.
Well, how will you get admission then if
you have to score 139?
Exactly.
Then you will gain automatic admission based on merit.
Yes.
So you have this extreme of 2,
mm-hmm,
the other extreme of 139.
Yes.
Then after that,
mm-hmm,
you come to those that will be admitted based on quota system, which is to reflect national character.
Okay,
so when you come to that,
mm-hmm,
what do you think somebody from Yobe will score?
0 now.
So for showing up, if you show up as a citizen of Yobe State, you are already assured admission.
Incredible.
In a federal government college, just by showing up, since merit is 2 points,
yes,
over 300.
Mm. Sorry, over what?
When I took the federal common entrance, it was 600 then, because I scored 559.
But it's Nigerian. Everything is changing. Of course, it's Nigerian. Everything is changing.
So let's say it's over 400.
Yes,
that is 139 over 400.
Yes, I think it's 200 actually.
Oh,
it's 200.
200.
Yes.
139 over 200.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you show up from Yobe State,
mm-hmm,
you write your number, mm-hmm, or you share your number in the blocks,
mm-hmm,
and then you write your name and you enter Yobe State and you submit,
mm-hmm,
your answer script.
Yes.
You stand to be admitted based on, as a representative of your state.
Now, how about where, because from what you're saying, it seems to me they have the so-called federal character, they've apportioned it according to states. Is that correct?
Yes.
Already predetermined before
the
exam. In other words, those quota, that number must be filled from that state.
Must be filled from
so
that state.
Even if they don't come to exam hall to complete the sheet and write their name, they will still find them from somewhere to put them in then. That's what it means. So you don't have to turn up. Is that Yobe State, you are going to give us 15,000 students this year to fill in your own quota for unity colleges. If they cannot find from you, but they can go to Niger Republic or to Chad and get Almajiris to come in to fill those quota. No. Because the essence of quota is that this is what you've been given. This is your own allocation.
Yeah, this is their own allocation. This
so how they fill it is their business.
Yeah, this is their own allocation. And then on merit, you only need to score 2 if you're from Yobe State. So 2 over 200
yes,
which is like 0.5%.
Yes,
1%.
Is it up to a percent? It's not point something. Is it up to a percent?
Please, can you?
Is not point something? It can be up to a percent. You can't even add percent to it.
2 over 200 is what?
I'll find
is, I think it's not point. Is not point two. Is it
0.01? It's not up to 0.01.
Exactly. So if you score 0.01%,
yes,
you will gain admission from Yobe State into the Federal Unity College.
And if you score 138 from Anambra, is not
139 from Anambra State. Anambra State happens to be my home state. So when this issue came up a few days ago, I told my wife, I said, look at your son. Your son is here. Let's say we are in Nigeria today, that this your son scores 138. He will not gain admission on merit.
Yes.
But if the son of the speaker of the Federal House of Representatives from Sokoto State,
mm-hmm.
What's the score for Sokoto State?
Sokoto State is also very low. If you give it's 9. Yes.
If the son of the Speaker of the Federal House of Representatives scores 9, he will get admission. But this year, son here, who is from Anambra State, if he scores 138, he will not be admitted. And if the son of the president from Bayelsa State scores
72. They will go in.
He will go in.
Borno State is 45.
But your son will not go in because he scored higher than them.
Yes, Taraba is 3.
Taraba, if son of Atiku scores 3, he will get admission. But your own son who scored 138 will not be admitted. And if the son of President of the Senate, David Mack from Benue State, scores...
What is Benue? Is 111.
Scores 1...
At least they're up to 100. At least Benue is up to 100.
You know, I told you that...
They're all our people.
Yeah, it's the North that suppressed Benue. These are people who...
Yes.
Okay, so it's laughable, but that is the reality.
It's sad. It's not. It's very, very sad.
The reality of Nigeria today. This is supposed to be the unity school. How would my son feel if I tell him that the reason why he did not get admission was because he scored 1 point below the cutoff mark for Anambra State, 138? And then he will ask me, what of that guy who scored 3?
Actually, this one has happened to me before. When I was in University of Port Harcourt in 2006, when I wrote my first posthumous, I scored a 266. And the cutoff for medicine that year is 270. I didn't get admitted. I had to do pre-med. While a Yoruba guy that scored 230 got admission, because that was the cutoff for his own state. For Imo State, it was 270, and for his own state, it was 240, and he scored 240, and he got admission into medicine.
Can we look at the implications of what we are talking about? What we are saying, in essence, is that this is a country that does not recognize talent. It doesn't recognize. It doesn't reward hard
merit.
Work
it
or merit.
Merit.
It's not meritorious in the way it. How then can you succeed? How then can you be like the U.S. or any other country when you don't have merit as a core part of? I am struggling. The reason why I struggle is that. People say, sometimes the way they talk, how he talks, I cannot understand. I want to be educated, I want to be enlightened. How you expect me to regard somebody who does not understand how to reward merit? to take that person as a human being. I can't see, you are not normal.
Let's look at this thing this way. We are talking about unity school. We want to get our kids united. We want to build unity based on from the grounds up, you know. So we are bringing these kids together. How do you expect somebody who lost his admission because he scored high to feel happy about the person who gained admission because he came from a particular section of the country? So 10 years hence, like some of us, you will look at people that are working from the same nation with you, and these are the people who gained admission above you because they came from a different section of the country than you. Like, yes. I said, I'm from Anambra State, and I have lost admission before because I came from Anambra State.
Yes.
I remember the first time when I sat for JAMB, my very first time sitting for JAMB, and I did not gain admission because I came from Anambra State.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you. My uncle, Professor James Imadewesi, brought the results and said, Emeka, you have to sit for this exam again. And I cried. I was an auxiliary teacher then at Amish Girls. I cried and I said, Uncle, I don't think I let me do political science. He said, no, you want to be a lawyer, so you have to sit for it again. So I had to sit for JAMB again. And I was the fifth person that got admission on merit into University of Nigeria. I should be number three, because my name came up as number five because I had the same score with three other people. So you have the first person, the second person, yes, and then you have three of us and my name came up as number five. So for you to get admission on merit, you have to score higher than every other person.
That was exactly what happened to me as well, because the next year after doing pre-medicine, I had to come back to write JAMB again, and that time around I scored a 304 just to gain that admission. We were 13,000 that wrote that exam. They wanted to take 100 people, but at the end of the day, it was only 20 people that passed that exam, and I was number 5 in that exam. But at the end of the day, they still took bribe from 280 more people. Instead of us being 20 in that class, we ended up being 300.
So you have in like
education system, the zoo
style. It was 1982. You can go and check it out in the JAMB office.
Yes.
The first person there scored 317. The second person scored 316. University of Nigeria.
Yes.
Faculty of Law. Mm-hmm. The third person scored 315. The next person 315. Eugene Emeka Madewese, number 5, 315. This was my score to enter University of Nigeria to read law in 1982. After I had lost 1982. After I had lost admission in 1981 because I came from Anambra State, I scored 311. Can you believe that 311 did not give me admission in 1980? Go and ask anybody.
This is amazing. It's amazing. 300 ask, something out 300 of 400.
Ask anybody.
Because then JAMB was out of 400.
Out of 400. When I got to University of Nigeria in 1982, I had to go to their class to look at those people who are giving admission above me.
Oh my goodness me.
We are seeing it, it's being exposed.
Is it even coming down to even our children? Exactly. No more, even university. It's coming down very soon. They'll do it to secondary school now. Very soon we'll come to primary school. You'll come to nursery school.
You have just a few of us here now today, and you have identical stories from two persons. You will see it permeates all levels of our educational system.
It's very sad.
And it also permeates all levels of our federal employment system, because these are the people who will end up with the prison service, with the immigration service, in the military.
But how can you have how can you have unity then? How is unity in Nigeria possible when there is this discrimination is built as a fabric of the nation? How can you succeed?
Value. Discrimination and incompetence is a core value of national development. So it's unbelievable. Some people will today people will always say, well, that is reality. I said, that is reality. So what are you doing about it? What have you, what do you want to do to
that is what we are doing today in your place. If you're joining us, and this is Radio Biafra, we are discussing the lopsided education system in the Zoological Republic. We are looking at the killings. We are looking at what people are doing in order to ensure that the advancement of Igbo children, the advancement of Biafran children, is stifled. You will not believe it. In the same exams being written by children across the entire country, people from one segment of that country is subjected to a higher, the threshold for them is very, very high. For other people, it's very, very low. Even where they cannot feel it, they go to Niger, they go to Northern Cameroon, they go to Chad to go and bring people to fill those quotas. That is why you have Boko Haram. People who are illiterate, people who are ill-educated, people who are uneducated, they are the ones killing, pillaging, and looting everywhere. Because their masters, their elders, their people, their politicians do not invest time in their education. Instead, they encourage them to be as radical as possible. And that is what we are facing in that useless country. We are also reporting about the abduction that happened in River State. On Saturday, June the 29th, the people of Ogonokom community in Abua woke up to discover that three of their guests, these are youth workers, their names are Ogochi Martins, who is a male, Chijioke Richard, Esther Nwachukwu. They were teaching at Ebolom Comprehensive Secondary School in part of their NYSC, the year that they used to serve Nigeria, doing nothing, standing under the sun, wasting their lives for no reason. They were abducted. Now money is going to change hands, and also, rather very sadly, who knows what will become of them. We are also telling you today that the people of TV and Hausa Fulani people that convinced them to fight their fellow Christians in Biafra during the Biafra-Nigeria war is now at loggerheads with one another. They are now killing each other. Let us see if we can take this call and see where it is coming from. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Chigozie from Owerri,
you are welcome to Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting from San Francisco in California, United States. What would you like to say, please?
What I want to say is that Biafra should come to stay. We want Biafra. Because there can be a lot in Nigeria. So we want Biafra at all costs. So let it come to stay. We want it. It is our fatherland. So we should come and stay.
Yes, thank you very much. I understand that you are a very keen follower of Radio Biafra. You have been following Radio Biafra since 2009. You have been preaching Radio Biafra to people in Owerri for a very long time. And we welcome you to our program. We are delighted that you are the first caller we are receiving today on this program. Thank you very much. Keep listening. Keep spreading the word about the coming of Biafra. And may God bless you.
Thank you very much. I'm very blessed and happy.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you very much. Yes, that is our first caller for the day. He is a man who has been with us, who has been preaching Radio Biafra. In fact, is the uncle of Chidera, who said he will call Radio Biafra today, and he has done so. Was the one that preached Biafra to her when she was still a very young child, not even gone to university. And today, this is what is happening. We are delighted to take your call. We are very happy that you managed to call Radio Biafra today, and may God continue to bless you, and may God continue to nourish you wherever you are. If you are joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. We know some people have been calling us on the line. Our Skype has a slight problem. Some people may or may not be able to get through, but please keep trying. Alternatively, you can call us on the phone. Our telephone number is on the top right hand corner of your screen. The number once again is +1 404 789 8796. I repeat, +1 404 789 8796. We are at the residence of our brother and our host here in San Francisco, California, Barrister Emeka Madiwesi, who is also a very strong person in the life of Igbo people, not just here but all over the world, as the founder of Igboville on Facebook, the very respected and venerable Igboville on Facebook, and is also the founder of Oganiru. It's called Oganiru Ndi Igbo, is that correct? Yes, let's take this call.
Hello?
This is Radio Biafra. Yes, give us your name, your truth to us on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello?
Morning. My name is Joseph Chukwuemeka Obidi.
And why are you calling?
Joseph Chukwuemeka Obidi. I'm calling from India.
From India. Chukwuemeka Obidi. Oh. From India. Is that correct? Chukwuemeka, can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me? No, unfortunately they can't. They are listening through their radio. When you call Radio Biafra on Skype, please, we beg you to talk to us through your phone or through your Skype. Do not be listening to get a confirmation of your voice via the device you're listening with, please. It will distort, it will delay, it will make us appear amateurish, and it is not a very good thing for us to be going through. As I was saying previously, that we are in the residence of Barrister Emeka Madiwesi, who is also, should I say incidentally, a very staunch supporter of Igbo cause, a very staunch believer in the oneness, in the unity, in the advancement of our Igbo people, who believes in Biafra very staunchly. And that is why we are in his residence. When people tell you that we don't cooperate, we are not working as one, this is the clearest example that we are functioning as an entity, we are functioning as a group, and nothing is going to stop us from accomplishing what we have set out to do. That this is Radio Biafra. We are trying as much as we can to rectify the difficulties we are having on Skype. And as soon as we do so, we shall be able to notify you. We are sure that our brother Clifford Iranya is looking into it. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. Give us your name and where you are, please. They called on the phone. They want to listen to their own voice. It's amazing. It's incredible. But this is Radio Biafra. It happens once in a while. And we hope that they will learn to be able to call us without waiting to hear for a confirmation of their voice on the phone, please. Yes, we are talking. Let's try again and see. This is Radio Biafra. Give us a name and where you are. Please raise your voice. We can't hear you. Can you please increase your voice and talk to us via your phone, please?
Hello?
No, they are wasting our time. That is not what we are here for. Please, if you call us, you tell us your name and where. Give me your name and where you are, please.
Hello, yes. My name is Steven Oka.
And where are you calling from?
I am calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Go ahead, please.
So I want to use this medium to convey my profound gratitude to especially to my siblings, because I think we all are in Biafra now. We are more or less as a sibling and we are fighting for our mother. So I want to personally convey my profound gratitude for the job we're continuously doing good to Mr. Nnamdi Kanu. Remember initially we spoke earlier and I told you that a lot of people have not come out. A lot of people are still going to come out. But what we need to do is to evangelize this Biafran of Ethiopia. And you gave me a job to do that. They told me to add all my friends. That I did. And since then, I've been seeing all of them commenting in our Biafra of a team. It's not a battle. But I believe, if you ask me to say from my own perspective, because I look at it in general, aspect of my own view, from my own perspective of view, I say Biafra is ours, and the people are now here for us, and God is also here for us. But we don't want people to distract us. Whatever that we can do to see that we bring more people, because a lot of people, we bring a lot of experience, and we take the one that is okay for us, and we can move ahead with that. I also appreciate that our brother who taught us about Pareto principles.
Yes.
Even the 50% now, if deserve is not available, available will become deserved. Personally, somebody like me, my father fought for Biafra and two of his siblings. Do you understand? One is still alive. So I have seen the extension of love which we have for the Biafra. So I cannot jeopardize with it. I'm from Edgar, and I think we start local government of Edgar State, and I'm still looking into things. I know that we are fighting for Biafra, and when we get it, we still do something so that people will say, yes, they, we are really fighting for good.
That's
not for their own personal interest.
Never.
You understand?
Thank
I
you.
Believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe everything that has been in my mantra, in my creed. I have the tendency of success, of victory. Do you understand? I just declare it, and I go through God, through prayers, follow the right ways of God will appreciate, and all my utmost desire will be at my position. Biafra is already in our position. We just need to be ourselves.
Yes.
We need to hold hands together. We need to be hold hands like brothers. Say, yes, wherever you are, Malaysia, everywhere, give me your hand. We hold his hand. We say, we pray for Biafra. And all we are praying, God is not there. I don't have this kind of God that is seeing the truth, and he wants us to change our mind, maybe to change our God. Because in the Western world, I've been there. It's only 12% that believe in God, but we believe in you, God. Every day and every night, we put all our faith in you, and we believe God, God of Nnamdi Kanu, God of my God will not let you down. He will never let Biafra down. He will bless us with this Biafra. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen, amen. Unusin, amen.
Unusin, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Everybody is saying amen to that. Let us go and say, please, Ikechukwu Enya, go stay on the line. We'll come back to you shortly. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. Modestus, we cannot hear you very well. Kedebeno, where is? Please speak into the microphone. We can't hear you well. Hello? No, we can't hear you well. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. Unfortunately, they can't.
Obiora, I'm
watching. Obiora, yes, go ahead.
My name is Obiora, I'm watching.
Waji Obiora, please go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah. Thank you, Nnamdi.
Yes, you're welcome. Go ahead. Yeah. We are listening. Go ahead.
Thank you, Nnamdi. I want to thank you and your team for good work you are doing. I called yesterday.
Yes, go ahead.
When talk about how we are going to focus on the African issue. But when you are, I'm following your program since your travel to America.
Yes.
And I just want to use this opportunity to tell you that we are even tired of what American people are doing concerning this struggle. Because when you are traveling to America,
we are
really disappointed with what is happening over there. Because it's like you are begging them to do what they're supposed to do. I'm surprised how we will continue begging American people to take care of their parents back home. They are just pretending that they don't know what is happening. They don't know about Radio Biafra. They cannot pretend that they don't know that our people are dying back home. Because this since you travel to America, it's like this transmitter of 13. You are begging them every day. I thank somebody like Emeka, my brother, and some people like him that is hosting Radio Biafra. But others that don't want to join Even I'm saying it's better you leave that particular place and come back. Maybe you go to Canada. From Canada, you come back. Because we are pleading and begging them like they are God. Without them, we can get Biafra. Because I don't know how they are there hosting and pretending that they don't know what is going on. If they cannot contribute on this transmitter, I don't see any reason why you will remain there. It's better from there you go to Canada and come back to Europe, because we are disappointed on the way they're handling this issue. Every day wanting, since you travel, there is no even improvement. All the call is from other side. It's really shameful. We need to do something towards all these things, because our people, all this news you are spreading there, our people are not hearing it because of transmitter. And I never even had one person there saying this or that concerning the transmitter. And every day you keep on pleading, begging them to do what they're supposed to do. Transmitter of 13 we are talking about is not father's property. The yes. way you are begging them, it looks like they are doing it for you. They are pretending that they don't know about Radio Biafra. All these things that is happening, we are no more happy about it. If they cannot do anything, it's better you come back.
Yes.
Come back. Let's
our host is here. Our host is here. Our host and your brother is here.
Every day they see what you are talking about, cut off mark.
Yes.
For long, our people are there as ministers. Education, but we don't know that this type of thing is happening.
Yes.
So what type of country is that? Can we continue like this every day?
Let us ask your brother. Your brother is here. Can you go there? Let us ask him. He's here. Let us ask your brother. Please, this is your relative Obiora who is calling. He wants to know what Kehani game, what are we going to do to get the American level of consciousness to be like your own? Despite your position, despite your good job, despite your standing, you have a lot of politicians as friends. They come to your place here. You know them personally on one-to-one. But that did not deter you from identifying with Biafra. That did not stop you from coming out in the open to say you're a Biafran. That did not stop you from hosting Radio Biafra. That did not stop you from getting your wife to take time off work to be cooking for us, to be taking care of us. Why can't other people do the same thing that you're doing? Why must we plead and beg America to do something? One of them wrote to me and was saying, we need to see, keep doing what you people are doing. We are watching. I said to him, do you want us to, is it when we collapse and die? Then you say, oh, we remember them. They were honest and they were sincere. If because of what Masop and Wazirike did, that they are punishing all the people coming out talking about Biafra. I'm happy you know what I want here. Let everybody go to the north and serve them. Now, bad boy, what do they want us to do? We are asking you, can you hand the America to man, so that if we do it, they will know we are serious. If they want us to go and hang ourselves on one of these beautiful mountains here, we go and do it. What do they want us to do before they can understand that our people are dying? That their mothers are being raped in Enugu by Hausa Fulani herdsmen, that our place have been left desolate. Can you get me in America? Please.
At times, some stories that come in from Nigeria are incredible. Some people don't really believe that those things are possible.
Yes.
So they will think that these are exaggerations. Then another thing is that there are some of us that left Nigeria a long time ago. They have never been in touch, and they still think that Baby Nakide is the popular music in Nigeria. These are people who are not on the ground. So people will tell me, Emeka, are you on the ground? I said, but I never left. The fact remains that I never left Nigeria. From the time I came to the United States up to today, there have never been a day.
That's a better expression.
There never left. Been a day that I did not discuss Nigeria. Not even one day. I was the first person who set up a website that was really active about Nigerian law. That's called Nigerian Law Registry. This was in 2001.
So it's been a long time.
So it's been a long time that I've been active. I used to write articles about Nigeria on these day newspapers. And I do host politicians, you know. they come to me, I play the good host, I listen to them, I do what I am supposed to do as a citizen of Nigeria. So I people will not believe that I am hosting Biafra. Some politicians that have been to my house will not believe that I am hosting Radio Biafra the same way that I am hosting them. But you have your convictions. You have your convictions, and you give people respect because you are brought up that way. So the problem we have in the U.S. today amongst Nigerians is that if this was to be a birthday party for any of my kids, this place will be full.
Yes.
If it was to be, I have celebrated birthdays for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to issues like this, you have people who want to take the rain check. They want to say, okay, now I got a Nehru, let us wait and see. Even today, somebody was asking, if we get this Biafra, what are we going to do with it? And I said, we have Nigeria today, what are we doing with it? What have we done to improve Nigeria? I have done much. I don't think there have been any time that I have not written something on how to improve any particular aspect of life in Nigeria. It takes hard work to think and to write. So for me to even sit down and write about it means that I am paying attention. So most people that that are in the United States don't even pay attention. They left Nigeria and never turned back. They have not been following issues the way some of us have been following it. And when a politician shows up, they all show up with their business cards, trying to find out what they can gain from the politician. Today, when you leave my house today, you will see if I will give you any business card. So it's the same way, that is the way I do my things.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You have your convictions. I am convinced that Nigeria is not treating us well. If you, anybody who believes that Nigeria is treating us well, then that person is a liar. That person is benefiting specially, not just a normal benefit. A
big one.
Yeah, it's a special benefit. That person is benefiting specially from the loop-sided arrangement.
Yes.
Now you have people, if there is problem in Nigeria today, people like Governor Amaechi will enter his aircraft and leave. People like Governor, most of the governors will enter their aircraft and leave because they now have
investments abroad.
They now have personal jets. Even if they don't have investments abroad, when they go out with the aircraft, they can sell it. You can flip aircraft in the open market. It's done all over the place. So even if they don't have anything outside Nigeria,
yes,
they can sell the aircraft that they said belongs to the state government.
Yes, and sell it, and then that's it.
And sell it. When Mbakwe was the governor of Imo State, he didn't have an aircraft. If there was crisis in Nigeria, Mbakwe would have to drive out from Owerri to wherever he wants to go.
Yes.
Jim Obodo would have to drive from all the way from Enugu. Maybe if he wants to cross Obolo, they will deal with him. Or if he wants to cross, he has to drive all the way. But now, what will they do? They will enter their aircraft and fly away. Why? People down there will still be dying from the loop-sided discrimination that is being unleashed against us. Let's see. The mere fact that you are required as from Anambra State to score 139 before you get admission in Nigeria, is that not enough discrimination? Let's say they have given us good roads, they have given us electricity, they have given us everything, but that is the only thing. Is that not even enough? Is that not enough to show that you are being treated unequally? Even though the Constitution says that we should be treated as equals, that there should be no discrimination.
But doesn't that tell you that anybody who believes in Nigeria is a worker of Satan? anybody who believes in Nigeria, especially if your people have been discriminated against, means you are a supporter of Lucifer, Ekwensuburu. You are a worker for the devil. You are not. I have no respect for anybody who, if you believe in one Nigeria, I look at you as if you even embrace mosquito than deal with you. I will even prefer to stay with a snake in a house than to be with somebody who says he or she is evil and they believe in one. The way I look, I don't look at them as people who are normal. The person is not well. You cannot be somebody who is the word conscientious, somebody who has a spirit inside him, and you believe in a nonsense called Nigeria. That means, believe you me, you are cursed by God. You are not a human being. You are not worthy to be called a human being. If my parents believe today in one Nigeria, I would disown them. Anyway, somebody like Kano and cannot give birth to somebody who will not believe in Biafra. Is it possible? Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. You've been waiting for very long on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director Kano.
Thank you very much.
This is Ikechi Onyago from Malaysia.
Good afternoon, my brother. Please proceed. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Thank you. Before I go forward, I don't know if the world hears the humming of the vibration on the phone there. It's very, very distracting.
The humming on the vibration on the phone, there is no... Yes, are you hearing it now?
No, it stopped. It did two times and it stopped.
Okay.
Thank you. I didn't plan to call in today. My intention was just to relax and follow the program, but obviously I can't hold myself anymore. I just can't hold myself anymore. The information coming in from that abomination called Nigeria about the exam cutoff mark and the admission cutoff mark for the so-called people they call a federated country is I can't begin to think about it. I can't begin to imagine it. I am so saddened. I look around every day. If I tell our people, if you just want to know why Nigeria is a curse in your life, all you need to do is look around you. If you think you have everything, just look at your neighbor, look at Igbo. Let us begin to document the lives of Igbos all over the world apart from Nigeria, and then equate it to what is going on in Nigeria, and we discover that we are placing a curse on ourselves by keeping quiet. And I think it's high time that our people understood, all these people going to churches and making noise everywhere, there is no place in the whole of the world that they pray more than they pray in Igbo land. And in all the churches owned by these Yoruba people, the majority of the churchgoers are the Igbo people. You go from pillar to post in an Igbo, you see them, different churches, prayer ministers and the rest of them, and they are praying to God for mercy. They pray for health and they die of sickness. They pray for food and they go hungry. They pray for one solution and the problem keep increasing. And they have not stopped to ask themselves, why is it that God is dead? Why has he not been answering us? God is still alive and he will continue to live. The problem is that we failed to adhere to knowledge. The Bible.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me? Oh my goodness. Our Skype is a bit of a problem. Our equipment is a problem. We are asking, please, Clifford Iranya, to hurry. This is a bit of a problem. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me, and it's a very big shame. It's a very, very big shame. Let us see if Obiora is still there. Obiora, are you there? No, he's not there. He is not there. We don't know what is happening. Let us go to take this call, please, and see. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, this is Abom 6 speaking.
And sorry, give us your name
again. Hello?
Give us your name again and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Abom 6 from Imo State. I'm calling from Thailand.
You're calling from Thailand. Please go ahead. From Thailand. Go ahead, please.
Abom 6.
Yes, we can.
Abom 6.
Yes.
Calling from Thailand.
Yes, thank you very much. Go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead. We are listening. Please go ahead.
Okay, regarding to what the people are discussing about in Biafra,
Hello?
Regarding to what they...
No, they want to hear their voice. It is not possible. You cannot talk to Radio Biafra on the phone and then you want to hear your voice at the same time. Yes, please, Jida, go ahead.
Yeah, just to add to what Ikechukwu Inyago was saying, that it saddens him. It saddens me here as well, even more, because I experienced all these things at every stage of my life before I came here in the United States. It's only here that I haven't experienced such. I remember even when I was in pre-med, there was a certain number that they had to take from each state. In my own state, we had to score higher, a little higher than other states. Like they said, there is something, I've forgotten what it's called, but they said all the Yoruba states, Hausa states, and the South or Niger Delta, they said they're in an association called, I know, but it has to do with states that they're trying to say that they are not as privileged as the states in the Southeast. Also, Sunday North South is depraved, that they don't have good schools. So that is why they always try to lower their cutoff to be. So I don't know what they mean by that. They come for the South, I really don't understand. These are the same people that they're called the oil states, and the oil itself is being exploited from the South and taken to the North. So I don't know why the Northern schools and the Southwestern schools should be among these less privileged states, as they would call it. Anyone that probably went to University of Port Harcourt will know what I'm talking about. That's their reason for lowering, for making their cutoff to be lower than those of the people in the Southeast.
Yes, when you talk about educationally backward states, is there, please, Barrister Mekamadewesi, is there anything that is happening where we come from educationally that isn't happening somewhere else that put us at educationally advanced stage? That is, I can't understand that.
You see,
that puts us in these so-called spurious educationally advanced or advantaged areas. I can't get my head around it.
I'm a student of history, and maybe that's why I ended up reading law, as much as I love sciences. So let us go back to history, the history of Nigeria, when the British came. By the time the British came to Nigeria, the northern part of Nigeria was far advanced in Arabic education. They could write letters. The Usman Danfodio wrote a lot of letters to the Shehu of Borno, Mohammed Idris Aloma. They exchanged a lot of letters regarding the jihad of Usman Danfodio. Usman Danfodio said, "I am fighting for Islam." And Idris Aloma said, "I am a better servant of Allah than you. So why are you fighting me?" So they could write letters in Arabic. They had schools. It was an organized society.
Yes.
When the British came.
Mm-hmm.
And the British came from the Atlantic Ocean. Western Nigeria already had lawyers. Sapara Williams was already a lawyer in 1870-something.
Mm-hmm.
They already had the first Yoruba lawyer. Most of the slaves who returned with education settled in Eba land. It didn't matter where they came from. Some were Igbos, some were from any part of the black world. They all settled, many of them, in Eba land. So they had advanced education. The West, honestly, was the Obong of New Calabar. So mm-hmm. These are people that have been dealing with education before this, what I call the savages mm-hmm. of Igbo heartland. We are still there fighting inter-village wars, you know, when the British came and we embraced education. So how come in 25 years, we were able to catch up with them? In a few years more, we were able to produce the first indigenous vice chancellor of University of Ibadan. When University of Lagos was set up, that was...
Was it Asika?
No, that was Professor Kenneth Dike.
Oh, Kenneth Dike, sorry. Yeah, Kenneth Dike, yes.
When University of Lagos was set up, we were able to produce the first vice chancellor of University of Lagos. These were outside Igbo land.
Yes.
With the army, they were army officers, the commander of the army. So why they were basking in the glory of the past. The Igbos were investing in the future. So at the end of the day, you now have an instance where the last became the first. The last person that the British subdued became the first person to ask the British to leave, that they are ready to take care of themselves. Became the first to have more educated people. What did? How was the response to the rest? Awolowo instituted free education so that they will catch up with the East. But up till now, with the Civil War, they have not been able to catch up with the East in terms of education.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they graduated first year students from University of Ife and University of Ibadan and University of Lagos, just to make sure that they fill up the entire civil service that was vacated by Ndebo because of the war. So I'm going into history so that you see that we've always taken care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. All those people who went to school, like Professor Eninjoku from University of Lagos, Professor Kenneth Dike, and they were trained by their communities. They were not trained by the government. If you go to the West or to the North, it's a different ball game.
Yeah, we used to contribute money together and send somebody to school. When they were busy moving cattle from one place to another.
In the North, they were trained by their government based on bursary or scholarship. In the West, they had free education. No state in the East has enjoyed free education at all levels. But almost every state in the West have at one time or the other enjoyed free education at all levels. Every state in the North enjoys free education at all levels by the indigenous of those states.
Yes.
So that is why their dependency on the government is the reason why they are trying to hold on to the government to the detriment of the masses. It's not as if they are doing these things to uplift the masses.
That's correct.
What have they done? What have been their response to their educational disadvantaged state?
Yes.
Since independence. How long have we been independent in Nigeria? Since 1960 up till now, they have not been able to cover the gap which Ndebo covered in 25 years. They have not been able to cover their own gap, even though their own people, as at the time Ndebo covered that gap, the British were in power. Now their own people are in power. They have not been able to cover the educational disadvantage.
It's terrible.
It is only the wickedness that could be found amongst Nigerians. It's the wickedness that you will. It's like the rat that will be eating you and blowing on you so that you will not feel the pain.
It's terrible. It is terrible. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra broadcasting today from the Bay Area of San Francisco, in California, United States, from the home of our dear brother barrister Emeka Madeosi. We are here to bring you news, views, commentary, and analysis regarding how we are going to get Biafra. Unapologetically, we are not pleading with anybody. Radio Biafra is exclusively devoted. We are exclusively devoted to the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. We are not moving from where we are. We are not prevaricating. We are here to get Biafra in whatever guise that we think will benefit our people. A Biafra built on truth and honesty. A Biafra whose firm anchor and foundation is built upon truth. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, please.
Yeah, I'm Mabon Sixtus. I'm from Imo State, residing in Thailand.
Yes, go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. Okay, regarding the issue we are talking about, Biafra, I want to tell you people that the Biafra we are talking about is not the Nigerians who is living in the United States who get the Biafra for us. And it's not the Igbo who is living in the United States who get the Biafra for us. What I want to advise each and every one of us who is calling himself a Biafran to focus and have your faith. Don't complain about others who is not focusing or who is not interested about the Biafra. Because I heard that the Mandela is the one who got freedom to his nation. Mandela is not a community. Mandela is not a state. He's an individual. And secondly, I want to tell you people that the United States of America and the British as well, the whole world are hearing our voice. What we have to do is just to speak out our mind, tell them how painful we feel about the Nigerians who is treating us bad. I mean, the things that we have overcome in Nigeria and the things that we have, I mean, the pains we are having and the people we are living with, so-called Nigerians, the way they are treating us is not good. I believe that one day, what happens to Gaddafi and what happens to Saddam Hussein and other people who are treating the country so bad, I think one day God will, revenge, the God intervention will come over there. And those countries who are interested to support, or maybe who are interested to give us the freedom, will assist the Biafra to be free without fight. But if you are there, maybe thinking of the Biafra will be something that will get with the population, it will help. But sometimes it will not be, I don't think it will be possible. There is a man, one of my uncle from my home, he left Nigeria when he was small, I think before Biafra war. And he has spent years in Biafra. I found him, I found something he was doing in my country, in my city, my village. It's a two-story building, but he has spent more than 11 years building that two-story building, but it hasn't been completed. But there are some people who traveled new, who had the intention of traveling and coming back to develop the country, have traveled and come back, have investments, have estates, have some things, I mean, have portion of land in the east there. That is what I advise every one of us who is living outside the country. If you try to work there and make your money, have your service, come back to the east, try to have a home. When we are talking to go back, you have a place to go. Make use of your money. Don't waste it there we are making it. If you get money, try to go back to the home, go and have source of income, revenue, get something that will bring money yearly, monthly for you. Because why some of us are scared to go back, mostly those Americans, I found out that their money they are making there, some of them, I'm sorry to say this, they just receive money they can be able to use there and pay their tax and feed themselves. None of them can come back to home and boast of making investments of millions because they feel like they can eat and feed themselves, drive car there with insurance and have other things, live safe life there. You are the one who is to think, the one who is to think of how to make Biafra happen. So don't talk about the people who is living in London, who is living in America. Maybe they feel that the place has been okay for them. And I don't think that we can make it with the whole world. These three people that are moving. So I don't believe that gathering the whole world will bring the Biafra. It's only that when the time comes, Biafra will be in our hand. We handle it. And one other thing I want to assist and advise every one of us here. Anywhere you find the Igbo, anyone who comes from your tribe, try to give me a guideline. Advise him. Giko, let's not try to make use of advantage of egos. When someone seek advice from you, advise him proper, because that is the way you handle us when we go there.
Yes.
There's something that happened in Imo State where Governor Rochas Okorocha is being there as a governor. He finally sat the whole people that is under PDP and be handling the whole local government on his care. It's improper. But he offered a free education to university and make it 30% to the indigenous. The free education is meaningless. So those things is what we are going to put into consideration. Anywhere we are, those people that are fighting for the Biafra, please try to give advantage to anyone who you think that is a Biafra like you. Just let's start from our neighbors. Let's try to help the neighbors.
Yes.
People around you, have a home. Go to Imo State. I swear and I take the oath that I will never make my first money in abroad and invest it in another state outside Imo State.
Yes.
And that is what I'm doing today. Thank you. I believe that once every day, any day they ask us to go back, I have a place to go. And I can be able to get revenue, even if I'm not working, even if I don't have any source of income, I can go to where I plant my money and get something from there. I will not be scared of going back anytime they ask me to go where I am. Yes. But some people are scared today because they don't have anything.
Thank you very much.
So I want to advise every one of us to have the faith and be courageous. Have the faith. Believe that God is alive. Israelites, they spent the years in Egypt and one day they go.
We don't want
so
to.
So one day Pharaoh will allow our people to go.
Nobody was killing them in Egypt. They did not have Boko Haram in Egypt killing them. They did not have an education system that says if you score 2% of the mark in Yobe, you go to federal government college. If you score 138 in Anambra, you will not. That was not in Egypt. They did not have the Sultan of Sokoto in Egypt. They did not have all these murderers JTF in Egyt. They did not have Peter Obi in Egypt. There was no Theodology in Egypt. There was no Rocha Sokrocha in Egypt. There was no Sullivan Chime in Egypt. Please, 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 we must get this thing right. We are dying as a people. We are getting unconfirmed reports here that Rocha Sokrocha have banned Abia Line transport from coming into Imo State, and in retaliation, the governor of Abia State has now banned ITC from coming into Abia. This is not life. We are dying as a people, and it is our duty to remind our brethren in America to rise up to their responsibility, to fulfill their obligation to their people, to remember the sacrifice of the dead, and to remember the suffering of the living, to make sure that we get away from this mess. They are not going scot-free. We want to use the opportunity to thank our dear brother Clifford Iranya for making it possible that when we go to Chicago, we will have an iPad to be able to screen our calls effectively and be able to take Skype calls. Clifford Iranya, thank you very much. On behalf of myself, the entire crew, the entire editorial board of Radio Biafra, we're very grateful to you, not only for hosting us, but for making it possible that when we go to Chicago and to Canada, we should be able to take multiple Skype calls without difficulty. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Dr. Kani, for having me back again. My name is Ikech Benyago. We usually have this kind of internet problem whenever it rains.
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear? Okay. I want to encourage and advise our people to go back to their Bibles, the Bible they carry every time, they keep in their bed, they read every time. They should go back to Book of Psalm chapter 137 and understand that chapter, what it says. It talks about being by the rivers of Babylon, where when the enemies were taking the Israelites away from their place, and by the rivers of Babylon is still in chains, they were asked to sing the Lord's song to the enemies. And these people say, even in chains, not afraid. They said, how do you expect us to sing the Lord's song in a strange land? It's an abomination. For those of us that are comfortable in their places and enjoying drinking and eating hamburger and going to churches and making merry and making noise, why Igbo land is in perpetual destruction.
Ikechukwu, I want to stop you. Ikechukwu, I want to stop you because you have reminded me of something. You will continue in a short while. What you're saying now is, in fact, I'm beginning to buy it to be not only correct, but to be gospel. The more we celebrate in the Igbo and our world outside the Igbo land, the more we'll continue to die and to suffer. It is like worshipping God in a strange land. The more you come out and you tie two-piece wrapper, if you're a woman, any function you attend on behalf of Igbo people outside the Igbo land is condemned. It's an abomination.
It's debauchery.
That's what it is.
It's an abomination. Thank you very much. They should go there and read what it means. You cannot, your father, your mother, your family cannot be in perpetual pain and you're celebrating. Celebrating who? Going to who? Who is a Yoruba man to tell me about God? They know themselves. I have served under most of their churches and the rest of them. I know what goes on there. If any of them thinks he has a higher knowledge, let the person challenge me on air. They are collaborating with the Nigerian government to press us down even more. I tell every Igbo man, every woman that is celebrating his life in church and the rest of them thinking he's serving God, you are serving yourself. If you go to Psalm 137 and understand what it says, downwards, he says, you daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction, happy is the one who repays you according to what you've done to my people. And that is what I'm telling them today, each and every one of them. Those church leaders who have been present around and have come to hear what Nigeria has done to the Igbos and has continuously been doing against the Igbos, and you welcome us every time you call us to come to the church. Do not forsake the garden of the saints, because in the midst of God, in the midst of the saints, there God lies in. And you've never for one moment spoken to the government of Nigeria or to Nigerians to tell them that what they are doing against the Igbos is an ethnic cleansing. Woe to you. Woe to you, because you'll be doomed to destruction. He also says, happy is the man who seizes your infants. Of a truth, the Bible, the word of God does not change. For those, each and every one of us, every one of them who has contributed to the pains and the problems in Igbo land within and without, woe to you. Your destruction is coming. And I think it is high time every Igbo person who says he's a believer, whether you believe in a stick, whether you believe in Jesus Christ, whether you believe in Allah or Muhammad, whatever you believe in, it is high time for us to begin to practice, to look again, to reconsider where our faith lies. We have prayed for so much, for so long, and we've received it worse in as a reward. We have cried to God for so long, and we've received bad things in reward. It is high time for us to begin to shift our focus. The problem is not with God. God has given us Biafra. God has blessed the Igbo land. God has blessed Biafra and given everything. The problem is the Nigerian government, those in authority in an Igbo, P2B, who has refused before heaven understands, heaven is looking at him because he has refused to bring out the autopsy of the people killed.
Very simple.
And he thinks he's the Alpha.
Give us autopsy
Omega.
Report.
He is. I say to you today, woe to you and woe to whoever it is that is defending you. And to Sullivan Chume, to Martin Elechi, to Korocha, and the rest of them, all the governors in Igbo land, all the commissioners of education who were involved, who have understood, who received the information that this quota is going to go to the east, this quota is going to go to the north, and they have not gathered together to speak against it. I say woe to you, you and your family, whatever you have gathered with the sweat, with the blood of the Igbos, it will come back to you. I think it is high time for the Igbos to begin to return, to turn around their prayer points. It's high time we begin to lay curses on those people. Because with the speed we have used to pray to God, all this while, if we turn it against our enemies and speak like the Israelites spoke in Psalm 137, we are going to receive our results in a matter of weeks and not months. It is that time we begin to lay curses on the foundation of Governor Obi, foundation of Governor Korocha, foundation of Governor Elechi, and their families, and Sullivan team of state, Enugu state, and one of the stupid man in Abia state called, I don't know what it is called. It is that time every Igbo, we are over 50,000 in Radio Biafra London Facebook page. It is that time all of us begin to channel curses on them. If you go to church, you want to open your mouth, begin to lay curses on that man who has made your family frustrated, who has frustrated Igbo land, who is nonchalant about the things that are going on in Igbo land, who are actually collaborating to the continuous destruction of our people. It is high time we begin to take the power in this Psalm of the Bible and begin to lay curses on them. I tell you, what we are looking for in most will come to us in days, because our answers are in our hands, but ignorantly, we are still calling on God to help us where help is here. Those people who are holding our answers are the princes of Nigeria, the princes of Persia, the princes of Anigo. They are the governors, the senators from the east, the House of Representatives from the east. It is unto them that we are going to begin to lay curses on. And I tell you truth, if we join hands to begin to curse their foundation and their evil plots, they are going to start dying one by one. And when they start dying, as it is done in the times of Moses in Egypt, they will tell us, please take what you want and go and leave us alone. It's not enough to begin to complain. It's not enough to begin to talk. It is high time from now that is I've been doing it, and from now I continue to do it. Curse be on their family, on the family of Governor Okorocha, all the governors of Igbo State,
yes,
who are continuously making it harder and harder for our people. So I invite all of us to begin to channel our mindset, our spiritual mindset, because that is where our salvation lies.
Amen.
God does not expect us to keep quiet and laugh when our enemies, who are the enemies of God, are standing boldly above us and telling us, you, yourself, and your God, you cannot do anything. It is high time we begin to not call on God to help us, but begin to realize that God is within us, and then use the power of that consciousness to speak against every evil, because evil continues only when good men do nothing.
Thank you very much.
If we do not have guns today, if we do not have physical guns today, our mouths will bring them down. And as we speak what we believe, we are going to receive what we need to realize Biafra, even today and not tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Amen. And thank you. And before you go, we have an assignment for every Pentecostal worshiper. Onye Oranaga Church in the Yoruba, we have a very simple assignment for you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Sunday, is that correct? Tomorrow you will go to church and ask your Yoruba pastor. Go to Radio Biafra website, www.radiobiafra.co. You will see the list of all the exams that they took and what the cutoff marks are. Take it to your Yoruba pastor. Ask him, pastor, can you please climb the pulpit and preach against the fact that a child can get 2% in Yobe and go to school and the child gets 138 in Anambra and cannot go to school? If your Yoruba pastor refuses to preach that on the pulpit, you will know where you stand. You will know where you stand. Stop following Yoruba pastors. They are deceiving you. They are washing your brains clean. They have nothing but death for you. You are in a country and your child cannot go to school, having worked hard and received 138 out of 200. Yet somebody who did not attend school, who did not even pass, cannot even write their names, are allowed to attend so-called well-funded, well-stocked unity colleges, and our children are dying, and people wonder why I am upset. I say to them, because you're insane, you don't understand. You can ask me that type of question. Thank you for calling and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting today from the home of our dear brother, Barrister Emeka Madewese. Please, what do you have to say? Especially, do you have anything for those going to Yoruba churches? I could not have a church in the Yoruba.
Well, you see, when it comes to churches, I have a choice there too, because we've been given God has given us the power of choice.
But why didn't you give Yoruba power of choice to go to Igbo churches? When you give Yoruba power of choice to go to Igbo churches, because also Sunday we come and you choice to go to Yoruba churches.
You have this mentality of people who believe that their salvation lies elsewhere. Ndibo used to know that their salvation lies within Ndibo. We used to respond adequately to issues. When we couldn't attend schools in the north, Igbo State Union set up IBO, which is how they used to call Igbo Union Schools in the north. They were set up by Igbo State Union, headed by Chief ZCOB Onunekuli Igbo of Igbo Land.
ZCOB, that is correct. ZCOB. You know,
so we had people who knew how to respond to issues, national issues. Today we have governors who would pander to the wishes of their own oppressors instead of responding adequately. Let's look at this scenario again. You are from Anambra State and you have to score 139. Some other person is from Yobe State. That person has to score 2 points to enter the same school. Now you are keeping quiet over it. Other people who benefit because they don't have to score that high point. You know, if you are from Oyo State and you are required to score 139, maybe they would have joined us in this struggle.
Yes.
But as long as they benefit from the lopsidedness, from the discrimination, they will not see anything wrong with it.
Oyo is 127. So when they tell you that Yoruba people are more intelligent than Igbo people, you tell them to go to hell. That Nigerian government recognizes that in Anambra State we have the brightest people, followed by Abia State.
Yeah. No, Imo.
It's not Imo.
Imo is 138.
Because you're from Imo.
No,
it's 138. Imo is
138. I have to promote my state.
No, we are here to speak the truth.
Of course. Imo is number two.
Number two.
Yeah. Yes, and Abia is number three. Do you agree? At least. You know, in those days, if you don't come first, second, or third, your parents will look at you as if you're not very well.
Then after those in group of 130s, which one is the next? Who has 130? Who will have to score 130?
Nobody else. There is no more 130 here.
So the three Igbo states.
Yes, there is no other 130. No, the other one is Lagos. Is 133. And Igbo kids in Lagos. Igbo kids in Lagos. Was what gave them 133. Mm. Because if you go to the most typical Yoruba state,
like Ekiti,
like
all their professors,
like Ekiti, is 119. Mm-hmm. They say it's the most educated. It is a lie.
It is this is why we have.
They have a professor. They claim to have a professor in every
they
family.
They are lying. Okwashi. They are lying. The facts are here to prove it. Nigeria is telling you that at secondary school level, between the age of 10 and 13, the brightest kids come from Aligbo.
Mm.
That's what they are saying. From Federal Ministry of Education in Abuja.
Mm.
No apologies. How many the quota professor? After going to school, you say, oh, this is Abimbola, put his name down as the next professor. They put down, no, this is nothing. The same way they lied to us and told us nonsense that I'm Soyinka is a more prolific writer than Achebe. What utter garbage, utter nonsense. And our people bought it because you live in Lagos, you have business in Lagos, you have a house in Lagos, you want to fit in, you do Achebe, you do uniform, you go to Yoruba Pentecostal churches, and you have lost your brain that place. It's a disgrace. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so you now have this scenario where if you are from Anambra State and you have to score this, your score should be above this before you gain admission. And the governors are not doing anything about it. They have not been any positive response, either condemning it or saying no. We will not accept it anymore. It's been 25 years, it's been 50 years since we got our independence.
Mm.
We caught up with the rest of the country in 25 years.
Yes.
It took us between 1904, when Zeke was born, to 1925. The first Igbo lawyer was in 1947.
Who is the most educated slave of them all? The man who went to court in England, and it's not today we started using the court to get what we want. We must know that.
Yeah.
It's Oluwadu Equiano, who went to court in England, wrote a letter, educated himself, went to court to argue. This is why I love England. Yeah. Reason. They believe in reason. Mm-hmm. Went to court and argued why he should not be a slave. And yeah. He was excused from that very burden as a slave. He was an Igbo person, not Yoruba, not Hausa. We are educated people because we are blessed by God. When people say, I am a racist, I believe in Igbo people too much, I say this is only the beginning of it.
I don't have any apologies for that.
Why should I apologize?
I don't apologize for being Igbo. I don't apologize for coming from Newe or for being from Otolo.
Not at all. Why should you? This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from. We are very proud here, preaching the word of Biafra from the residence of our dear brother barrister Emeka Madowisi in San Francisco, California, United States. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, good evening. This is Carol Monday from London.
Hi, Carol. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Good evening, everybody. Thank you to Chidira and Dallas Bonetta and his family there. I want to say that we have been criticized for condemning the leaders in Nigeria. However, what the people don't seem to understand is that our people are suffering, or your people, the Russians, are suffering. And the people are back home now. It seems to them as if they have forgotten them, and they're willing to stay within Nigeria. Ujuku left his family, sent him to Egum to study when he was 14. A lot of these people in diaspora have been sent by their families out to America, to England, to wherever, to prosper, not to forget their families. I don't think that all these people, I'm hearing all these nice things and everything's happening, but really the people in diaspora have forgotten where their people are. At the moment we only stand at 54,839 members on Facebook. That is disgusting. I am ashamed of you. I am not Brafman, and I stand here and I tell you I'm ashamed of you. There are millions and millions of Igbos across the world. Not a few, not hundreds or thousands, millions of you. Millions of you with family, millions of you with descendants. And they're not being added in. We need the Million Man March. Where are the million men? We are still dragging our feet. We are dragging behind. All of these things that should have been purchased should have been up. We should be having the radio at home and expressing what is happening. The prisons down there are so bad. You can see today that they published the photo of what a cell looks like. And people say that this is not true. It cannot be true. This is not how it is. And yet the boy from BNYL said, yes, that is exactly how it is. And he himself told me that that is what he went into. And that is how he slept in the prison like that. It is disgraceful. The prisons are inhumane. The whole system is inhumane. We've tried to tell them about the corruption of the senators there, of the governors there, but all they do is they corrupt even more. They've paid hatchet men to destroy RBL. They have hacked into our IP addresses. They have hacked into my own home IP addresses. I get stupid messages that I will trace back to some boy in Lagos that's telling me that I will receive letter bombs if I don't stop this. There's so many millions of Igbos. If they united and stood up as one people, the world would quake. And I am embarrassed that you people have left Nigeria in the state that it is in. It is not just the state that Nigeria is wrong, because you can change the government, but they are allowing the government to do this. And the true Bereans at home feel that everybody outside has forgotten them, and they are crying right now.
Yes, thank you very much for that. But before you go, I want you to stay there for a while. Before you go, we have a message from our dear sister, who is Mrs. Ngozi Madu, who is coordinating Sweden for Radio Biafra, who is the head of the consultative council in Sweden for Radio Biafra, because we need to consult our people. Anything we do here goes through. I'll tell you what she's saying.
Let me say something else, okay?
Go ahead.
We have 6 months to do this. Everybody keeps telling me we have time, let's have faith, let's pray. Yes, we must pray, but God also says that He will give you the doorway, He will give you the opening, and it is for you to climb through it. He will show you the way, and it is for you to take it. Now, this is our way, and it is for us to take it. And we're taking it too slow. 2014 is the end of the agreement between Nigeria and Biafra. So in that time, we have to be able to stand. So when they show us the agreement in 2014, that is the 100 years, it was arranged 100 years ago. That 100 years runs out 2014, and that literally is the time that we have left. I am glad that the countries are coming up, but really, I know that people are not adding their friends. I know that there is groups out there with thousands of members, even billionaire groups, that have not added in their members into this. We need the million now, today, not in 3 months' time.
Yes, what you're saying in effect is that we should go onto Facebook and continue to add our friends. If you're ashamed of adding your friends onto Radio Biafra London Facebook page,
Then go away. You are not Biafran enough.
If you are ashamed of Biafra, if you are ashamed of letting your friends know that you associate with Biafra, you are not a Biafran. You are not a true Biafran. You are a plastic Biafran. You are a cosmetic surgeoned Biafran. You are not real. That's what we are saying. Thank you very much.
They must also donate. Those in diaspora must donate. These people are earning ridiculous amount of naira down there, and they are still taking a percentage out of there to try and fund this. When they are earning $40 a week, and £40 a week, and then they're taking a percentage of that £40 to try and send up here. We are living in luxury up here. We have got no idea what suffering is compared to down there. We need to put our hand in our pocket and take a percentage of that and donate for the people back home, so that we have a home for our children to go back to.
Thank you very much. I hope they listen to you. If they don't listen to me, I hope they listen to you. Thank you very much for calling. That is Carol Monday, who works tirelessly for this cause. She is a white woman, a middle-class white woman, not poor white woman. For those who don't know, her father owns a construction firm. As you well know, it is not easy to own a piece of land in England by anybody, but the family owns acres and acres of it. So you're not talking about a poor, decrepit woman. Anybody that knows the business called Surrey Surfacing will know that it is owned by her family. What we are reporting today is very simple. There is discrimination, there is death. Our people are dying. I don't even want to read a message from our sister Ngozi Madu, who is from Sweden, a very formidable lady. When I listen to her, I get a lot of inspiration, the same way I do when I listen to Carol Monday, the same way I do when I listen to Maureen Ezechukwu, the same way I do when I listen to our sister Rita Anibuok, the same way I do when I listen to Mariam, popularly known as Afik Bojik. All these people are firebrands, very formidable in their spheres of influence. and pushing the Biafra agenda unashamedly forward. This is what our sister has to say from Sweden. Ngozi wrote, please, director, is there no way we can raise, is there no other way we can raise this money for the transmitter? Hence, the US is not coming up. I am tired of all this. I just want to feel like falling asleep and never waking up again. This is too much for me to bear. This is the woman that asked all the men to come and hide in her wrapper so she can cover us, so we can stop being cowardly. In fact, sometimes I feel sorry for the husband, because whether he likes it or not, he is going to fight for Biafra, because Ngozi Madu is a very, very strong woman. And upon them do we know that Biafra is a reality. Sometimes when we think that we are losing our minds, when we think we are going crazy, when you remember somebody like Ngozi, you come to your senses and think to yourself that what you're doing is correct. We must also not forget the diligence of our dear sister. We call her by her first name, Nennaya. This lady is in England. She has been supporting Radio Biafra diligently for over a year, contributing to the running of Radio Biafra quietly and silently through PayPal on standing order every blessed month without fail since last year. May God bless you. That's all I have to say. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Okoye.
From Germany. Okoye. Which part of Germany are you calling from?
I'm calling from this part.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. So, go ahead.
So, Yemichara is a journal. Is this, you know, transmitter.
Transmitter and mast is £50,000. Transmitter and mast is £50,000.
Okay.
Yes, we don't want them. If you can get transmitter from somewhere, we'll go and pick it up.
Okay, that is okay. This. Okay, this is the money you need for the transmitter.
We need, not you, including yourself. Everybody in Biafra land needs it, from Idoma land all the way to Opobo. Everybody needs it, not just Radio Biafra, all of us, including our able council of elders. Everybody needs it. We need to take this information to every home, to every church in our place. Radio Biafra goes in there, all this Yoruba church brainwashing every Sunday comes to an end.
Okay, and then we have to see how we can be able to help get that, you know. So I'm gonna do my own part and see what we can do and how far we take us to get the money, you know, to buy it.
Thank you very much. We don't want our sister Ngozi Madu in Sweden to sleep and not wake up. She is threatening that she is going to go to sleep and not wake up, that she's tired of this world, the way we are prevaricating on this transmitter. We are asking her to remain with us because she is very, very important in this struggle. Barrister Emeka Madewesi, please, what do you have to say?
Well, most of the time I start my comment by a slight laugh.
Not the heavy one, slight
heavy one. I'm just like, oh my God, you know, because... when you are in ignorance, you tend to make decisions based in your state of darkness, based in your state of ignorance.
Yes.
What we are trying to do is to make sure that our message is heard in every nook and corner of the world, especially from Idoma land, as you put it, down to Opobo, so that people would be informed of their rights and privileges of proper citizenship. You have the right to your own destiny. You don't have to align yourself with the destiny of others who don't want to move forward. If we all decide that we have to score 2% before we go to high school, then some of us will not be here working with the most progressive companies in the whole world. How do you compete in a global economy? How do you work in the same company? How do you compete from your own part of the world with those who went to Harvard, with those who went to Cambridge, with those who went to MIT, those who went to Stanford, those who went to University of California, either in LA or California State, Cal State here in the East Bay. How do you compete with them when you need to score only 2%?
Exactly.
Exactly. In a high school exam. So at the end of the day, we used to have assembly lines. We had stair. It was built by Austrians in Bauchi. We had Fiat assembly line that was built by Italians in Kano. We had Leyland assembly line that was built by the British in Ebados. We had Mercedes assembly line that was built by the Germans in Enugu. We had Peugeot automobile that was built by the French in Kaduna.
Yes.
Then we had Volkswagen of Nigeria Limited that was built by the Germans in Lagos. Today, none of them is functioning because you cannot be an engineer, an automobile engineer, having scored 2% in your entrance exam. And because the same quota system that was used for admission will also be used in employment in all these places. Having scored 2%, how much do you expect that person to score in the university? Having enjoyed that privilege, what do you think the person who enjoyed that privilege would expect when the person meets real life? The same privileges. So all these assembly lines are dead. Nigeria has one private assembly line today at Newe, where cars are assembled, trucks are assembled. It's owned by a private individual. I am sure he will look for the best hands. I am sure Dangote, who is from Kano, employs the best hands to run his business. He will look for those with good education. He will not look for those who scored 2 or those who scored 15 to gain admission. Because when it comes to their own money, they know what to do. When it comes to the national wealth, the corporate account of the citizens of Nigeria, they spend it anyhow. So what we are saying is that we deserve the best. I deserve to give the best education to my kids if I can afford it. If I cannot afford it and the government decides to subsidize, It should be on equal basis because we are all citizens of the same nation. But since they have said you should be treated differently, then let us be different. And being different means being a Biafran. Yes. Since they said you need to score 138, then let me score 140 in Biafra. I will still gain admission because I am competing with those who know the value of education. It is better that I am subjected to rigorous training so that I can compete in any part of the world than for me to enjoy a privileged position and then come out into the world and be a failure, just as Nigeria is a failing state today. If we embrace meritocracy, if we depend on merit in all that we do, we will not be here broadcasting. We will not be. What do you need? They will say, what do you need? Just as Jesus Christ met the blind man and asked him, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, that I may see.
Yes.
I am sure that if you meet any Igbo person today and you said, no, we don't want Biafra. Besides Biafra, what do you want me to do for you? That person will say that we should compete on merits in Nigeria because you've already excluded Biafra. But if you do not exclude Biafra, that Igbo person will say that we may have Biafra. So, since we have sacrificed merit in Nigeria, let us look for that state where merit will be enthroned.
Yes.
Where you can compete, whether you are competing from Owerenta, you are competing on the same scale
from Owerenta
with the person from Owerenta and with the person from New York. Anyway. We don't care. We are here in the Bay Area. We are here working with some of the best companies. I have my cousin there with Intel. I have another person there with Google. I have somebody who works with SRI, the Stanford Research Institute. I have somebody who works with the best pharmaceutical companies in Berkeley. They can't even gain employment in Nigeria, because if it is done by employment, many of them are Igbos. So the person from Yobe will go first because he scored 10. You know, the cutoff mark should be 2 for Yobe. But since this very brilliant person in Yobe scored 20, he will go first than the person from Anambra State who scored 139.
And you want unity.
So you see, what is the basis? What is the basis for such blatant discrimination? Anybody who refuses to see this will not see goodness in his or her life. If you refuse to see the discrimination that is constitutionally protected in Nigeria, then you will always see evil, because you have designed yourself to accept evil.
It's very sad, very, very sad. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, this is the first segment. We'll try and see if we can bring the second segment, because we are traveling to Los Angeles. Radio Biafra is moving to Los Angeles, and we'll be there for the next 4 days or thereabout before we move to go and receive the blessing of the wonderful people of Ekwenche, the people that started this very race. We are going to see them in Chicago in the very next few days. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host of Radio Biafra and its director, and by the special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We are here at the home of our dear brother, Barrister Emeka Madewusi, in the company of Chidera Akabo, and we are welcoming all of you, those who are joining us for the very first time, for having listened to us. We are going to come back in the next few minutes, I would say in the next 1 hour, to present another edition of our program, which will then go out later on around about 12 midnight, a U.S. special edition for those of them who are at work. That this is Radio Biafra. We are still waiting for people to rise. Of course, we know that the United States is very slow and very dull. And here, they are a bit on the selfish side, but a lot of things are happening. We are being hosted by our people. We are not sleeping on the street. We have been hosted in Atlanta. We were hosted in Corpus Christi. We were also hosted in the Fort Worth, Dallas area. We are hosted in Houston. We are now being hosted here in San Francisco, all by Biafrans, all by very proud sons and daughters of Biafra. So not all of them are bad. We want to rescue those of them that can be rescued, and we condemn those that cannot be rescued. That this is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth. On this day, we are reporting, as we have reported before, that the education system in Nigeria is constitutionally discriminatory towards our people, that Biafran children, as a matter of law and precedent in Nigeria, have been forced to abandon education and go into trading, especially in Anambra State. We are abandoning our people to go into a life of trading when they want to study. Those who are allowed to study are so intelligent that they have set their cutoff mark at the highest level in the entire country. From this day onwards, if anybody tells you that they are more intelligent than you, you tell them you have to get off. This is Radio Biafra. Let us conclude this very edition by, first of all, going to Barrister Madewusi to please bring us his perspective, his views, his opinions on what we've deliberated upon today. Please.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for giving me the privilege to host Radio Biafra again today, and for speaking my mind. What we are trying to do is what I love so much, which is education. I love education more than anything, and that is why I feel that all of us should put hands together to make sure that we have a transmitter. Radio is very powerful. Radio is very powerful. We know what radio has done in the United States. We know how people listening to the radio every minute of the day. I love radio.
Even when you're driving?
When you are driving, I listen to NPR every minute of the day. So I know what is happening in every part of the world. I the other day I came back here, and when my wife drove in, I was still in the car. And she made a sign, and I also made a sign that I'll be coming out later. I was listening to Chimamanda Adichie on NPR. She was being interviewed by Terry Gross on NPR. This was like last week or 2 weeks ago. So I love radio. Radio is a very powerful instrument for education. As somebody who lived in the North, when you come out and you no longer see Yamegad, you know that BBC has informed him that there will be a riot and Yamegad is gone. Yes. There is constant BBC service in Hausa language. So the normal equipment of a Northerner is the radio and a torchlight. These are powerful weapons. So he can find his way in the dark, and he will know what is happening in every part of the world. We need to educate our people so that they know what is happening in every part of the world. Not by state-sponsored radio, but by independent radio in the nation of NPR, the National Public Service Radio of the United States of America.
So they have a public service radio.
Yeah, public is NPR, National Public Radio.
That is what we have in Radio Biafra, so, because we serve the Biafran people.
Yeah. So that's why we have to put our hands together to make sure that this happens. Like I said the other day, we don't teach Nigerian history in Nigerian schools. No kid knows what happened during the war. Even if they want, even when they read it from the Nigerian perspective, some people will think that Aburi did not happen, or that Biafra was declared before Gowon created 12 states. They forget the sequence of history. They forget the chronology that this was, Biafra was declared in response to the denial of the agreement reached at Aburi. That instead of implementing those agreements, General Yakubu Gowon went ahead and created 12 states without a member of the Supreme Military Council, Colonel Emeka Ojukwu, being present. If he had wanted to create states the same way they went to Aburi for the Supreme Military Council meeting, they could have gone to some other place in a neutral ground to hold another meeting again and agree on how to create states. But he didn't. Instead, he did it unilaterally, and then Biafra was declared. So people should have all these things in mind as they educate their kids. Then they will look at the current discrimination that is going on. Education is the best weapon that you can use to move into the future. If your child is denied education, then his future has been compromised.
That is correct.
So let us look into all these levels of discrimination
and bring it to an end, hopefully.
And see how we can bring it to an end.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please, Anchidera.
Wonderful people of Biafra, thank you for listening to the program today, and I would really like to say that it's been proven beyond all reasonable doubt that we are the most intelligent people in that zoo called Nigeria. Because the other day I was telling someone here, he's an African American, I was telling him that I kept telling him about the Biafran struggle and how my people are being persecuted and marginalized because we are very intelligent. And I was like, what's so special about us? And now I have an evidence to show him that we are very special and we are the most intelligent people. And it's only in Biafra that we can actually showcase our intelligence and our talent. Also, I want to thank Barrister and his wife for making this possible and hosting us here. And I pray that God should continue to bless him and exalt his horn like that of a unicorn, according to Psalms chapter 92, verse 10. Thank you.
Thank you, and I say amen to that. And
amen.
From me, Nnamdi Kanu, it's been a pleasure being here. It is a pleasure to serve you, the wonderful people of Biafra, and especially from the home of our dear brother who opened his house to us.
access all areas, as they will say in some quarters. It's been a delight being here. We hope to be back on air around about the next hour or so to be able to capture an edition that will play out around 12 midnight London time, which is the US special edition. We'll be looking at reviewing some books or making it more educational, and also making it possible for our people to offer us an opinion. Our transmitter is important. Anything you can do towards that regard is welcome. Go to Radio Biafra website, which is radiobiafra.co, not .com, radiobiafra.co. Please keep on adding your friends to the Facebook page. We can see that some people are already doing that. Please keep doing that. If you don't know how to do it, ask questions and answers shall be provided for you to follow. I am Nnamdi Kanu, and we hope to reconvene in about an hour's time for the recording of our next edition. If you're lucky, you can stay and join us and be able to contribute to what we have to say. If not, please do make sure that you join us for our Los Angeles, isn't it?
Yes.
The Los Angeles edition of our program coming tomorrow, normal time, 7 p.m. in London and also in Biafraland. Wherever you are, please do take good care of yourself. From us here, it is good afternoon. From those of you in London, we are saying good night. Thank you very much, and God bless all of you.
La 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 la